possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome everybody to another exciting edition of KMOX's At Your Service. That's right, Greg Damon sitting in the chair for you tonight. Going all the way till 10 o'clock, we're going to have some fun. Got all sorts of great guests that we're going to talk to tonight on this beautiful today. Going to be a little chilly tonight right here in the heart of Mid-America in St. Louis. Coming to you from KMOX Radio, 50,000 red hot watts. And I'll tell you what, folks, let's just jump right into it. Let's bring in our first guest. It is his name is Tom Wade. He's an insurance agent for State Farm, and he's been kind enough to spend some of his evening with us here on KMOX. Is at your service, Tom. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Greg, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity, my friend.
Well, absolutely. You know, it is first day of spring today. We're going to probably see some weather coming in spring and summer as well. But you know what? It's a good time to maybe meet with your insurance agent and check on the coverage that you have for your homeowners, for your automobile, your life insurance. Let's face it, everything has went up exponentially. Do you have enough insurance?
I see it every day, Greg, that unfortunately people, you know, don't keep it in the front of their mind. They don't review, and then, you know, something like a storm happens and all of a sudden they don't have enough coverage, and it's heartbreaking.
Well, absolutely. And let's face it, Tom, you know, I mean, you got to grow up and be an adult sometime. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that you just can't go in and go, I want the minimum coverage for everything, especially as you age up and you have kids and, you know, maybe buy a new car, a new house, things like that.
Well, not only that, you know, it's certain, you know, when you start out in life, you don't really have a lot. But once you start accumulating some assets, you know, you really need to protect those. I mean, You can't run around with $25,000 liability. I mean, you are risking all of your assets at that point in time.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, obviously, in the automobile industry, which I work in, and dealing with some body shops and that, I got to tell you, they total more cars today than they ever have.
Absolutely, and we're seeing a lot of that right now with storms.
Right. Well, with storms or even accidents, I mean, we're seeing more and more of that. To where these cars are designed to really kind of crumple up and protect the occupants inside the cabin of the car, and they're too expensive to fix.
Correct. We're seeing a lot of that. That's for sure.
We've had a couple that we've had a couple trucks, which, you know, you look at some of these trucks today, they're $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, where we've actually put full frames on them.
Right. No, absolutely. That's a great point. And you know, even like a storm can cause enough damage to a car to total it out.
No, you're absolutely right. Plus flooding and everything else, it's going to be prime time for flooding too.
Right.
Well, let's ask a few little questions here, Tom. You know, one of the biggest things that that I have checked into, obviously, is flood insurance and earthquake insurance. I want you to explain a little bit about that.
Okay, so flood insurance is a different kind of animal because, you know, that is written through the National Flood Insurance, the NFIP. And so you really have to be in a flood zone in order to get flood insurance. Earthquake is just added on as an endorsement onto your homeowner's policy. Typically, you have either a 5, 10, or 20% deductible on that, and that is 5% of the limit of your home, whatever you have your home insured for. But the cost is because of the higher deductible, the cost is kept low.
Now, you talked about flood insurance. You have to be in a flood-prone area. So
correct.
That does not cover all of Missouri?
It does not. You know, the hilly areas, obviously, there's very little chance of you being flooded at that point.
I don't know. At Casa Damon, we live at the bottom of a hill, man. There's like two rivers on both sides of our house when it rains.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had some...
Certainly like last year in St. Peter's, you know, we had that flood damage, and that really wasn't expected. Some of those folks had flood insurance, and some of them did not, but it was a pretty unusual situation.
Now, is that something that homeowners should contact their agent about and say, hey, maybe am I in a floodplain? Where do I need to go? Is this something I need to look at?
Yes. And that's why, and that's one of the reasons you have an agent is when you have situations like this, Greg, you know, you can talk to somebody about it and who knows you, who knows where you live and who knows the situation. Right. And so I'd always encourage everyone to, you know, have an agent and, speak with that agent about anything that they are concerned about, including flood.
Now, let's talk a little about earthquake insurance. I believe that you have to have that to buy a house. Is that correct?
Absolutely up to the mortgage companies. Sometimes we are required to put that on there, and sometimes we are not. I encourage everyone to have earthquake insurance. The last thing you want if you have a $300,000 house is to have it have a major earthquake and it falls off the foundation and you have a $300,000 loan and you have nothing.
Right. No, absolutely correct on that. I'll tell you what, Tom, I got to do some business. Hang with me a few minutes.
Very good, sir. I'm here.
Fantastic. On the phone, we're visiting with our good friend Tom Wade. He's an insurance agent for State Farm. And just kind of making sure that you guys are up to speed and know what's going on. We're going to be back right after this. Stick around. More of KMOX is at your service.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, everyone. KMOX is at your service. It is 8:18. That's your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And we're talking a little insurance with our good friend Tom Wade from State Farm. And again, Tom, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I know you're a little busy, but I appreciate you giving us some time.
Yeah, no problem at all, Greg.
So,
enjoy doing it.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit about, as I said before, everything's went up exponentially, especially home prices have just gone through the roof. Great if you already own a home, your house has went up, but if you got to buy one, man, they're just out of control some places. Is it good to talk to your insurance agent to say, hey, look, I'm thinking about this house. What's it going to cost me in insurance? I think a lot of people don't even think about that.
Well, first of all, you know, typically we will provide people with a quote long before they ever sign the contract. Secondly, not only has the cost, like the market price of the house gone up, but to repair the homes have gone up exponentially as well, Greg. And so, there's two different things. One is what the marketplace or what the market is of the house, and the other thing is what will it cost to rebuild it. And so, we have to insure it for what it would cost to rebuild it, right?
Mm-hmm. That was my next question is, do you have to check to make sure that, hey, do you have enough insurance to cover your rebuild? Now, what about, maybe some of the riders, if you do some work to your house, or maybe you bought some jewelry or you've got some household goods that you may want insured?
Yeah, so some of the riders, we have riders for firearms. We have riders for silverware and goldware. That's not one that's used all that much anymore, but probably the main rider we have is for jewelry. Typical homeowner's policy will cover an item for around $2,500 roughly, and there's a lot of jewelry items out there, and we might own a few that are a little bit more than that. So those are some of the riders and there's other things too. I always recommend people have backup of sewers and drains, especially if they have a finished basement. That's really important because that's a mess, and it's usually a very expensive mess when it happens.
Yeah, that was my next question about water damage and or sewer backup, because I know that's a big one, especially here in Missouri, with our crack sewer staff, that it's never their fault.
Yeah. You're talking about MSD?
I'm not mentioning anything or anything like that, but, Anyway.
Right, I understand.
Anyway.
I understand.
Moving on, let's talk a little about your car. Maybe you bought a new car, and you got to make sure that you insure it enough to be able to cover that again if you are in an accident.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's always a deductible involved, and that deductible has to be something that you're comfortable with. You know, you have a loss, for instance, like comprehensive covers hail, it covers windstorm, fire, if your vehicle's vandalized, stolen. So that's your comprehensive coverage, and there's a deductible typically for that. And then you have collision coverage as well.
And also your liability. I see more and more people starting to up their deductible on their insurance, whether it be homeowners and or your car.
I would rather see people have a higher deductible and have enough liability coverage where they're covered in case there's a catastrophic event where someone's injured. Or, you know, if you have 100,000 property damage, there's a lot of vehicles out there worth 100,000. And sometimes accidents aren't just one vehicle. It can be several.
Right. What do you recommend then? What do you recommend for people to have for their automobile or their homeowners? I mean, obviously.
Well, it gets into another policy, but what I typically recommend is, you know, for anyone who has any assets, I typically recommend that they have $250,000 bodily injury liability per person, and $500,000 for all people injured in an accident. And then $100,000 property damage, and they back that. We can back that up with what's called a personal liability umbrella, which gives you $1 million liability coverage over and above your vehicles and over and above if someone's injured at your home.
Okay, well, that was what I was going to come up next. Is that something that maybe an umbrella policy will cover?
That's exactly what you want. And then you have a lot of peace of mind in case, God forbid, you know, something catastrophic happens, Greg.
So here's a big question that I have, Tom, and I know this is a stickler on a lot of people's minds. Anytime you go out of town, you got to rent a car. What about rental car coverage on your policy?
So there's two things, okay? One is if you rent a car just for you know, leisure or for vacation, your policy, your existing automobile policy that you have with State Farm, it covers that vehicle as a temporary replacement, right? And so you don't need to necessarily buy the insurance that the leasing company offers.
Pressured to buy.
But the real issue is, and we're seeing this more and more, and this happened with the advent of, you know, people not being able to get parts, right? And mm-hmm. And suddenly it's taking 2 months to get your vehicle repaired, right? And so really that rental – so we offer rental car coverage, $50 a day up to $1,500. And that's really important. I recommend everybody have that now.
Now, is that like a rider on your automobile policy, or is that
no,
just
it's
something?
Just a coverage. It's just a coverage you add on.
I
Very
guess.
Inexpensive. But, it, you know, I mean – because you can have thousands of dollars in rental car bills while your vehicle is getting repaired.
No, absolutely correct. It's, you know, luckily I've never been in an accident in a rental car, but I can only imagine what it would be like.
Yeah, it's not if your vehicle if you're in a rental car, but it's if your vehicle's damaged either
in an
accident or in a comprehensive claim. We pay for your rental car while you're waiting for your vehicle to be repaired.
I got you. I understand now. I thought I was thinking about, you know, your rental car. Like I go out of town, I get a rental car, about having coverage for that. You know, I know some of the credit cards say that they cover that, but I've always wondered about, you know, my automobile policy, what that would cover.
Right. Yes. So it does cover that. That's correct.
Now, is there something... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. I'm sorry.
Nope, we're all good. Now, what about some of the discounts? I mean, that's always a big one. I'm sure you get asked that every day. Hey, I want to get all this coverage, but, you know, I'd really like to get discounts. I mean, you know, you look at me, and I've got two kids under 20 that, you know, I've got to insure. And one's not 16 yet, so.
Right. So, for kids, you know, you get a great discount for good grades, right? There's also a program called Steer Clear that they can get involved in. They have to complete a little program and do some driving, and it gives you a good discount. Your main discounts, though, are your multi-car discount, if you have more than one vehicle, and most every family does, and then your multi-line discount, which will give you a discount not only if you have a home, but also if you add that personal liability umbrella on as well.
Now, real quick, Tom, we got a few more minutes. What about life insurance? I think that's something that a lot of folks skip out on anymore. You know, when my parents were younger, obviously that was a big thing to have.
Yeah, it's really sad because you have got, you know, I mean, our whole life is revolves around our family, right? And so you have to protect them in case you're not here to pay for what they need, right?
Yeah, exactly. And how much coverage do you think you need to have? I mean, there's whole life policies, there's term life. I mean, what kind of calculations?
Yeah, there's all kinds of calculations out there. I think a good one is 10 times whatever your income is a really good starting point. You really need to get into what your debt is, and what your intentions are. If you are gone, what do you want paid for? Do you want their college paid for? Do you want, you know, I mean, it all depends on what your dream is for your wife and for your kids, or your husband and your kids.
Lotto winner. That's my dream, Tom. Lotto winner. Powerball winner. Well, Tom, I want to thank you so much for coming on. For folks who want more information about you or about State Farm, where can they go?
Well, I'll tell you, Greg, my phone number is 636-394-7222. I'm an agent in O'Fallon, Missouri. You can email me at tom@myneighbortom.com. My website is tomwehde.com. It's tomwehde.com. I appreciate being on. You know, the best part of my job is being able to help people in their time of need, Greg. And so when we have storms and stuff going on like we do right now, it's pretty rewarding.
Well, I got to tell you, it's nice for people that they have somewhere to go to answer questions. I think that's a big thing, is to be able to answer questions.
Well, even more than that, if that person actually cares about them and wants to help.
Nope, absolutely. Well, Tom, thanks so much again, and we'll talk real soon.
Thank you, Greg. Take care, sir.
Fantastic. That's our good friend Tom Wehde from State Farm Insurance. You're listening to KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Stick around. You're listening to KMOX At Your Service. Welcome back, everyone. 8:34 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Of course, you're listening to KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon, and we're going to go all the way till 10 o'clock tonight with a lot of great stuff, and I'm not even going to tell you what's coming up. But we got a lot of great stuff. We're going to shift gears a little bit. Let's bring in our next guest. He is Nick Chabaria, and he has been kind enough to join us. He is from AAA, and he's a spokesperson over AAA. Nick, thanks for hanging out with us tonight here on KMOX is At Your Service.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So just for you folks playing the home game of At Your Service, Nick was going to be on with us a couple weeks ago, but Cardinal baseball went a little long, and we weren't able to have him on. So, again, Nick, I do appreciate you coming out and just hanging out, and we're talking some AAA.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, of course, anytime there's baseball back on the air, that's a good problem to have. So,
right.
No worries at all.
Exactly. St. Louis, no doubt about it. Hey, so a couple things that I really want to talk about. Obviously, the big one here, and I think it affects everybody, gas prices. And boy, have they risen, and it seems like there's going to be no end in sight here.
Yeah, you know, we've certainly seen a rise in gas prices over the last month to 6 weeks on both sides of the river. The Missouri statewide average right now at $3.20. No surprise, a little bit higher in Illinois at $3.77 for the statewide average. You know, we've really seen prices come up, especially in the month of March, largely driven by crude oil prices, which have also been on the rise over that time frame. Not great news for folks taking spring break road trips here in the next week or so. A little bit of silver lining, we have seen gas prices sort of stagnate over the last week to where we haven't seen much of a change. So, you know, if you are leaving this week, you won't be any worse off than if you left last week, if you can look on the bright side there.
Well, it always seemed to me that that Missouri has one of the lowest gas prices in the nation. But I was just in New York City last week, and that was only $3.18 a gallon there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Missouri's been sort of an anomaly over that, you know, month to 6 week period that we talked about. Missouri saw quite a significant increase compared to other states, week over week changes of about a quarter or more. It's sort of unexplained, if you will, because you're right. Missouri is consistently within the top 10 cheapest statewide average throughout the country. However, that hasn't been the case over the last month or so.
Now, I mean, all the refineries are up and working and everything else. I guess they just keep raising crude oil prices. It really frustrates me.
No, it does. And you're right. You know, there are a lot of factors you have to look at when we're talking about regional differences for gas prices. Refining, as you mentioned, one of them could be a factor here. If you take a look at gasprices.aaa.com, AAA's gas price reporting website, there's a great breakdown of a map on there where you can actually see color-coded where prices are. Some of the Midwestern states, quite a bit higher than the Southern states. Missouri falls within the Energy Information Administration's Midwest region. Midwest refining has fallen by about 2 percentage points, 11 percentage points in the last month. So that could be partially to blame why you're seeing some of those regional differences. But overall, as we've found out really over the last, you know, several years, and just reminded of, crude oil is a globally speculative market. So anytime there's geopolitical events happening, we know the ongoing war with Russia and Ukraine is having an impact on crude oil. That's going to impact what we pay right here at home.
No, absolutely don't. You never know about the Middle East. There's always turmoil going on somewhere there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it always, you know, has to do with the global control for supply, oil supply overseas, and how much output. So that's certainly all is a factor. Let's not also forget, too, and again, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint exactly one cause, right, when we talk about gas prices coming up or down. You know, we're also in that period right now, springtime, where we typically will see increases as is. With the weather getting nicer, demand for gasoline typically increases as people set out on their spring break and get ready for their summer road trips. And then also the switch over from summer or winter blend gasoline to summer blend gasoline. Of course, usually you see about a 15-cent difference alone for the more expensive summer blend gasoline. So, you know, this is kind of the perfect storm, if you will. We're seeing crude oil prices at a five-month high right now, and it's kind of just coupled with what's going on with Russian supply, as well as just that seasonal changeover that we're experiencing.
Yeah, that's my next question. I was going to talk about the changeover, obviously, between summer and winter blends. And I don't know if you can speak about this, but our strategic oil reserve that we've had, from what I understand, that we've released a bunch of that already.
Yeah, you know, and that's sort of been the topic of discussion really going back to when prices hit an all-time high around the U.S. Just in June of 2022. And so as we release some of that oil, we need to replenish those stocks. And it's been a little bit of a debate at what price the U.S. government should, you know, replenish those stocks. So anytime there's releases or the feds are buying gas in that amount to replenish that, that's going to impact our pricing as well.
Right, exactly. Well, Nick, I got to do a little bit of business here. Can you hang with me a few more minutes, please?
Happy to.
All right, fantastic. We are visiting with Nick Chebaria. He is from AAA, and he's been kind enough to hang out with us here on KMOX's At Your Service. Stick around, more to come.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, everyone. 8:34 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Of course, you're listening to KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon, and we're going to go all the way till 10 o'clock tonight with a lot of great stuff, and I'm not even going to tell you what's coming up. But we got a lot of great stuff. We're going to shift gears a little bit. Let's bring in our next guest. He is Nick Chabarria. And he has been kind enough to join us. He is from AAA, and he's a spokesperson over at AAA. Nick, thanks for hanging out with us tonight here on KMOX is At Your Service.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So just for you folks playing the home game of At Your Service, Nick was going to be on with us a couple weeks ago, but Cardinal Baseball went a little long, and we weren't able to have him on. So, again, Nick, I do appreciate you coming out and just hanging out, and we're talking some AAA.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, of course, you know, anytime there's baseball back on the air, that's a good problem to have. So,
right.
No, exactly. No worries at all.
Exactly. St. Louis, no doubt about it. Hey, so a couple things that I really want to talk about. Obviously, the big one here, and I think it affects everybody, gas prices. And boy, have they risen. And it seems like there's going to be no end in sight here.
Yeah, you know, we've certainly seen a rise in gas prices over the last month to 6 weeks on both sides of the river. The Missouri statewide average right now at $3.20. No surprise, a little bit higher in Illinois at $3.77 for the statewide average. You know, we've really seen prices come up, especially in the month of March, largely driven by crude oil prices, which have also been on the rise over that time frame. Not great news for folks taking spring break road trips here in the next week or so. A little bit of silver lining, we have seen gas prices sort of stagnate over the last week to where we haven't seen much of a change. So, you know, if you are leaving this week, you won't be any worse off than if you left last week, if you can look on the bright side there.
Well, it always seemed to me that that Missouri has one of the lowest gas prices in the nation. But I was just in New York City last week, and that was only $3.18 a gallon there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Missouri's been sort of an anomaly over that, you know, month to 6 week period that we talked about. Missouri saw quite a significant increase compared to other states, week over week changes of about a quarter or more. It's sort of unexplained, if you will, because you're right. Missouri is consistently within the top 10 cheapest statewide average throughout the country. However, that hasn't been the case over the last month or so.
Now, I mean, all the refineries are up and working and everything else. I guess they just keep raising crude oil prices. It really frustrates me.
No, it does. And you're right. You know, there are a lot of factors you have to look at when we're talking about regional differences for gas prices. Refining, as you mentioned, one of them could be a factor here. If you take a look at gasprices.aaa.com, AAA's gas price reporting website, there's a great breakdown of a map on there where you can actually see color-coded where prices are. Some of the Midwestern states, quite a bit higher than the Southern states. Missouri falls within the Energy Information Administration's Midwest region. Midwest refining has fallen by about 2 percentage points, 11 percentage points in the last month. So that could be partially to blame why you're seeing some of those regional differences. But overall, as we've found out really over the last, you know, several years, and just reminded of, crude oil is a globally speculative market. So anytime there's geopolitical events happening, we know the ongoing war with Russia and Ukraine is having an impact on crude oil. That's going to impact what we pay right here at home.
No, absolutely don't. You never know about the Middle East. There's always turmoil going on somewhere there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it always, you know, has to do with the global control for supply, oil supply overseas, and how much output. So that's certainly all is a factor. Let's not also forget, too, and again, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint exactly one cause, right, when we talk about gas prices coming up or down. You know, we're also in that period right now, springtime, where we typically will see increases as is. With the weather getting nicer, demand for gasoline typically increases as people set out on their spring break and get ready for their summer road trips. And then also the switch over from summer or winter blend gasoline to summer blend gasoline. Of course, usually you see about a 15-cent difference alone for the more expensive summer blend gasoline. So, you know, this is kind of the perfect storm, if you will. We're seeing crude oil prices at a five-month high right now, and it's kind of just coupled with what's going on with Russian supply, as well as just that seasonal changeover that we're experiencing.
Yeah, that's my next question. I was going to talk about the changeover, obviously, between summer and winter blends. And I don't know if you can speak about this, but our strategic oil reserve that we've had, from what I understand, that, we've released a bunch of that already.
Yeah, you know, and that's sort of been the topic of discussion, really, going back to when prices hit an all-time high around the U.S. Just in June of 2022. And so as we release some of that oil, we need to replenish those stocks. And it's been a little bit of a debate at what price the U.S. government should, you know, replenish those stocks. So anytime there's releases or the feds are buying gas in that amount to replenish that, that's going to impact our pricing as well.
Right, exactly. Well, Nick, I got to do a little bit of business here. Can you hang with me a few more minutes, please?
Happy to.
All right, fantastic. We are visiting with Nick Chebaria. He is from AAA, and he's been kind enough to hang out with us here on KMOX is at your service. Stick around, more to come. Welcome back, everyone. 8:46 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Of course, this is KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon, and we are visiting with AAA spokesperson Nick Chebaria. Again, Nick, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I know you had some stuff going on, but I appreciate you stepping away and taking some time out for us tonight.
Yeah, of course. Glad to be on the program.
So we were talking about fuel prices before we went to the break. One thing that I did want to touch on, too, let's talk a little about diesel fuel prices, because that's not coming down anytime soon either.
No, it hasn't. And fortunately, you know, if we're going back about a year or so, when we saw the record highs in 2022, you know, diesel, of course, far outpaced regular unleaded during that time. We've seen diesel come down and almost level off a little bit, but not immune to the price increases that we've seen across the board for motor fuel over the last month. Missouri statewide average for diesel right now at 369. Illinois, you're looking at 406. Not as big of a change, just a few cents off from where we were a month ago, but certainly feeling those impacts as well.
Well, yeah, because that means all of our goods and services now go up. You know, even at my work, we're seeing a lot of parts come in or shipping stuff, and they all have a fuel charge on them.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and that's, I think, a lot of, you know, logistics companies and companies in general have been trying to sort of handle or deal with since coming out of the height of the pandemic after, you know, when diesel shot up. How is that going to impact the, you know, final cost of goods and services that you and I receive? And like you've said, so far, we're paying for it as well.
No, absolutely. 100%. Well, we talked a little bit about vacations, people taking off for summer or for spring break. We have summer travel season as well. Where do you see this going?
We've only seen at AAA Travel, we've only seen travel trends trending up since coming out of the height of the pandemic. You know, really since, you know, mid-2021, we've seen all of our major holidays, you know, that we track. We're talking about Memorial Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, year-end travel. Those figures have only been coming up, you know, since 2021, which is good news for the travel industry, but also means it's more important than ever to make sure you're booking your trip as early as you can, you know, not only to try to find the best deals, but make sure the availability is still there that you want and you can, you know, have the trip that you're looking for.
Yeah, we could also talk a little about airline fuel prices, and that's, well, I'll tell you what, that is just frustrating as all get out. Flights are delayed and canceled, and you never know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to airlines, they've been, you know, really kind of dealing with it on multiple fronts when it comes to fuel prices. Fortunately, airline fuel a little bit more stable in pricing. Airlines usually buy extended contracts for fuel, so you don't have that sort of immediate blowback that you see, you know, for example, when gas prices are fluctuating. You don't really see that inconsistency in fuel prices just as much. But regardless, airlines dealing with staffing issues, trying to get pilots, trying to get other staff to work. So it has been a bit of a challenge. Seems like things that, from what I've heard from our travel folks, have been running a little bit smoother this year. But, of course, you always have weather in the mix, which can really throw a wrench in people's plans.
I think they just do that on purpose.
That's you know, I think for the most part, you know, I think the airlines want the flights to go off well. Now, again, if there's weather in the mix, you know, could there be preventative, you know, measures put in place by the airlines? Could they move some, you know, planes around to better position themselves? You know, that's for them to know and us to speculate. But, you know, by and large, weather usually, you know, has been this year the largest contributing factor we've seen to any major delays or cancellations.
Yeah, last week we took a family vacation to New York, and we were delayed coming out of St. Louis. And, you know, it was supposedly high winds in New York. So, but they got a lot of planes there in New York with the three airports.
They definitely have enough to accommodate, enough room there to accommodate, that's for sure.
Well, I want to switch gears a little bit, and I want to talk about AAA. I think it's one of the finest organizations around. I want to talk about the AAA membership. I think this is a great thing to have. I think it's peace of mind for a lot of drivers out there, a lot of older drivers as well. But, you know, I got to tell you, we have it. I mean, you know, if I'm here at the radio station, my wife's out somewhere and has something where I can't get there, at least she can get it towed and have somebody come over there.
Yeah, and we appreciate hearing that for sure, and I would agree with you. You know, I like to use the analogy. I think a lot of your listeners, especially for this program, have no problem, you know, changing their own tire, for example, if you get a flat. Our corporate headquarters, our regional headquarters, is just on just off of 40, just west of 270. I'm driving 40 for, you know, about 15 miles every morning, and I could tell you what, if I get a flat on 40, I don't want to be the one laying underneath the car during rush hour trying to change that tire. So, you know, even though I can, it is, you're right, peace of mind, not only for family members, you know, kids, if they're just starting off driving, but even yourself, if you're in a, you know, particularly hairy situation on 40, on 70, on 270, you know, it helps to have some flashing lights behind you and somebody that can, you know, help you out in a pinch.
Well, absolutely. Not only that, but if your car doesn't start at home or get a flat tire, I mean, you guys are able to come out and help out with that. You know, I wouldn't want my mom trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's, you know, the not too distant past, we, you know, think about those sub-freezing temperatures we had in January. Obviously, a lot of calls for dead and disabled batteries, people stuck at home, you know, a great service people may not know about aside from towing AAA for many makes and models of vehicles. We can come out, replace your battery on site. You don't have to worry about getting a lift to the auto parts store or recycling your battery. We can take care of it all right in your driveway in those instances.
Yeah, and mostly change tires as well. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big thing.
Yeah, change tires, get you back on the road and get you going, especially, you know, if you're planning summer road trips, spring road trips, now is a great time to take advantage of some deals we have going on for the classic membership with AAA, which gets you up to 3 miles of towing for 4 service calls a year. That's sort of the base level. They're running a promotion right now for $57 for the first year, and you can add on drivers to that as well. So a great, you know, kind of peace of mind for relatively low cost, you know, annually if you're going to be taking a road trip. That membership's good anywhere in the country.
And there's also some benefits to having the membership.
Yeah, aside from roadside, a lot of folks, of course, know about that when it comes to flat tires, towing, battery replacement, battery jump, lockout service. You know, we also, of course, are a full service travel agency. So if you are looking to plan those summer vacations we talked about, our travel advisors can help you, you know, make the most of your trip. If you're traveling internationally, they're very well versed on international destinations. Anything to be aware of before you book, they can help you with that, as well as help you with passport photos, notary service, you know, and if there's any issues you run into on your trip, our travel advisors can help you take care of that while you're away from home. So a lot of benefits. Some folks, of course, we're best known for our roadside assistance, but certainly many other benefits as well.
And there's also discounts associated with a membership.
Discounts with memberships, many hotels, restaurants, anywhere from, you know, 5 to 15%, you know, even on just on hotel stays. So even if you're sticking close to home, not traveling too far, but, you know, maybe you're running with the kids for travel ball this summer, could be a good way to save on some hotel costs there.
And real quick also, I mean, obviously you guys have insurance, both automobile and homeowners as well.
Auto and home, both in Illinois and Missouri throughout the listing area here. You know, of course, our claims folks have been busy like a lot of the agencies in the area with that hailstorm we got last week. But yeah, AAA, you know, travel, roadside and insurance for home and auto for anyone listening.
Well, Nick, I want to thank you so much for coming on, hanging out with us. For folks that want more information, where can they go to either sign up or get more information about AAA?
Sure. Really easy website to remember, AAA.com. I appreciate you having us on and hope everyone has a great night.
All right. Nick Chaberia, thanks so much for joining us here on KMOX is at your service.
All right. Take care, Greg.
That's our good friend Nick Chaberia from AAA. He's a AAA spokesperson. I'm telling you folks, it's something that you need to check out. Peace of mind. I really think the AAA card, the membership, is a really good thing to have. If you're driving, you never know, as I always say in the automotive industry, what's your price? What is your price? What is the price that you put on being broke down on the side of the road and thumbing for a ride? What's your price? Everybody has a price. This will probably help you out with that. So check out AAA. I think it's a great organization. I think it's definitely something you should do, especially if you have older parents. You have younger drivers as well. For me, it's a little easier because, you know, I work on cars every day, but there's times that I can't get there in time, so we do have it as well. So I think it's one thing for you guys to check out. Well, that's going to wrap up this first hour of KMOX is at your service, but don't worry, we got a whole other hour coming up. And also, in the house, how about this? Incarnate Word Academy's state championship ladies basketball team. That's right. You can hear them. Ladies, you're in the house, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk. We're going to talk to them coming up next here after the break, after the news with Maria Kina. So we got a whole nother hour, my friends. Stick around. We got more to come on KMOX's At Your Service. Come. Welcome back, everyone. 8:46 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Of course, this is KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon, and we are visiting with AAA spokesperson Nick Chabarria. Again, Nick, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I know you had some stuff going on, but I appreciate you stepping away and taking some time out for us tonight.
Yeah, of course. Glad to be on the program.
So we were talking about fuel prices before we went to the break. One thing that I did want to touch on, too, let's talk a little about diesel fuel prices, because that's not coming down anytime soon either.
No, it hasn't. And fortunately, you know, if we're going back about a year or so, when we saw the record highs in 2022, you know, diesel, of course, far outpaced regular unleaded during that time. We've seen diesel come down and almost level off a little bit, but not immune to the price increases that we've seen across the board for motor fuel over the last month. Missouri statewide average for diesel right now at 369. Illinois, you're looking at 406. Not as big of a change, just a few cents off from where we were a month ago, but certainly feeling those impacts as well.
Well, yeah, because that means all of our goods and services now go up. You know, even at my work, we're seeing a lot of parts come in or shipping stuff, and they all have a fuel charge on them.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and that's, I think, a lot of, you know, logistics companies and companies in general have been trying to sort of handle or deal with since coming out of the height of the pandemic after, you know, when diesel shot up. How is that going to impact the, you know, final cost of goods and services that you and I receive? And like you've said, so far, we're paying for it as well.
No, absolutely. 100%. Well, we talked a little bit about vacations, people taking off for summer or for spring break. We have summer travel season as well. Where do you see this going?
We've only seen at AAA Travel, we've only seen travel trends trending up since coming out of the height of the pandemic. You know, really since, you know, mid-2021, we've seen all of our major holidays, you know, that we track. We're talking about Memorial Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, year-end travel. Those figures have only been coming up, you know, since 2021, which is good news for the travel industry, but also means it's more important than ever to make sure you're booking your trip as early as you can, you know, not only to try to find the best deals, but make sure the availability is still there that you want and you can, you know, have the trip that you're looking for.
Yeah, we could also talk a little about airline fuel prices, and that's, well, I'll tell you what, that is just frustrating as all get out. Flights are delayed and canceled, and you never know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to airlines, they've been, you know, really kind of dealing with it on multiple fronts when it comes to fuel prices. Fortunately, airline fuel a little bit more stable in pricing. Airlines usually buy extended contracts for fuel, so you don't have that sort of immediate blowback that you see, you know, for example, when gas prices are fluctuating. You don't really see that inconsistency in fuel prices just as much. But regardless, airlines dealing with staffing issues, trying to get pilots, trying to get other staff to work. So it has been a bit of a challenge. Seems like things that, from what I've heard from our travel folks, have been running a little bit smoother this year. But of course, you always have weather in the mix, which can really throw a wrench in people's plans.
I think they just do that on purpose.
That's you know, I think for the most part, you know, I think the airlines want the flights to go off well. Now, again, if there's weather in the mix, you know, could there be preventative, you know, measures put in place by the airlines? Could they move some, you know, planes around to better position themselves? you know, that's for them to know and us to speculate. But, you know, by and large, weather usually, you know, has been this year the largest contributing factor we've seen to any major delays or cancellations.
Yeah, last week we took a family vacation to New York, and we were delayed coming out of St. Louis. And, you know, it was supposedly high winds in New York. So, but they got a lot of planes there in New York with the three airports.
They definitely have enough enough room there to accommodate, that's for sure.
Well, I want to switch gears a little bit, and I want to talk about AAA. I think it's one of the finest organizations around. I want to talk about the AAA membership. I think this is a great thing to have. I think it's peace of mind for a lot of drivers out there, a lot of older drivers as well. But, you know, I got to tell you, we have it. I mean, you know, if I'm here at the radio station, my wife's out somewhere and has something where I can't get there, at least she can get it towed and have somebody come over there.
Yeah, and we appreciate hearing that for sure, and I would agree with you. You know, I like to use the analogy. I think a lot of your listeners, especially for this program, have no problem, you know, changing their own tire, for example, if you get a flat. Our corporate headquarters, our regional headquarters, is just on just off of 40, just west of 270. I'm driving 40 for, you know, about 15 miles every morning, and I could tell you what, if I get a flat on 40, I don't want to be the one laying underneath the car during rush hour trying to change that tire. So, you know, even though I can, it is, you're right, peace of mind, not only for family members, you know, kids, if they're just starting off driving, but even yourself, if you're in a, you know, particularly hairy situation on 40, on 70, on 270, you know, it helps to have some flashing lights behind you and somebody that can, you know, help you out in a pinch.
Well, absolutely. Not only that, but if your car doesn't start at home or get a flat tire, I mean, you guys are able to come out and help out with that. You know, I wouldn't want my mom trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's, you know, the not too distant past, we, you know, think about those sub freezing temperatures we had in January. Obviously, a lot of calls for dead and disabled batteries, people stuck at home, you know, a great service people may not know about aside from towing AAA for many makes and models of vehicles. We can come out, replace your battery on site. You don't have to worry about getting a lift to the auto parts store or recycling your battery. We can take care of it all right in your driveway in those instances.
Yeah, and mostly change tires as well. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big thing.
Yeah, change tires, get you back on the road and get you going, especially, you know, if you're planning summer road trips, spring road trips, now is a great time to take advantage of some deals we have going on for the classic membership with AAA, which gets you up to 3 miles of towing for 4 service calls a year. That's sort of the base level. They're running a promotion right now for $57 for the first year, and you can add on drivers to that as well. So a great, you know, kind of peace of mind for relatively low cost, you know, annually if you're going to be taking a road trip. That membership's good anywhere in the country.
And there's also some benefits to having the membership.
Yeah, aside from roadside, a lot of folks, of course, know about that when it comes to flat tires, towing, battery replacement, battery jump, lockout service. You know, we also, of course, are a full service travel agency. So if you are looking to plan those summer vacations we talked about, our travel advisors can help you, you know, make the most of your trip. If you're traveling internationally, they're very well versed on international destinations. Anything to be aware of before you book, they can help you with that, as well as help you with passport photos, notary service, you know, and if there's any issues you run into on your trip, our travel advisors can help you take care of that while you're away from home. So a lot of benefits. Some folks, of course, we're best known for our roadside assistance, but certainly many other benefits as well.
And there's also discounts associated with a membership.
Discounts with memberships, many hotels, restaurants, anywhere from, you know, 5 to 15%, you know, even on just on hotel stays. So even if you're sticking close to home, not traveling too far, but, you know, maybe you're running with the kids for travel ball this summer, could be a good way to save on some hotel costs there.
And real quick also, I mean, obviously you guys have insurance, both automobile and homeowners as well.
Auto and home, both in Illinois and Missouri throughout the listing area here. You know, of course, our claims folks have been busy like a lot of the agencies in the area with that hailstorm we got last week. But yeah, AAA, you know, travel, roadside, and insurance for home and auto for anyone listening.
Well, Nick, I want to thank you so much for coming on, hanging out with us. For folks that want more information, where can they go to either sign up or get more information about AAA?
Sure. Really easy website to remember, AAA.com. I appreciate you having us on, and hope everyone has a great night.
All right, Nick Chaberia, thanks so much for joining us here on KMOX is at your service.
All right. Take care, Greg.
That's our good friend Nick Chaberia from AAA. He's a AAA spokesperson. I'm telling you, folks, it's something that you need to check out. Peace of mind. I really think the AAA card, the membership, is a really good thing to have. If you're driving, you never know, as I always say in the automotive industry, what's your price? What is your price? What is the price that you put on being broke down on the side of the road and thumbing for a ride? What's your price? Everybody has a price. This will probably help you out with that. So check out AAA. I think it's a great organization. I think it's definitely something you should do, especially if you have older parents. You have younger drivers as well. For me, it's a little easier because, you know, I work on cars every day, but there's times that I can't get there in time, so we do have it as well. So I think it's one thing for you guys to check out. Well, that's going to wrap up this first hour of KMOX is at your service. But don't worry, we got a whole other hour coming up. And also, in the house, how about this? Incarnate Word Academy's state championship ladies basketball team. That's right. You can hear them. Ladies, you're in the house, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We're going to talk to them coming up next here after the break, after the news with Maria Kina. So we got a whole nother hour, my friends. Stick around. We got more to come on KMOX's At Your Service.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.